This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. There's been a lot of interest and attention on national politics since the 2016 presidential election. But in some places, politics has always served as a form of entertainment. This is one of those places, the Florida Keys. It'll be August before they can vote, but a couple hundred people show up for a candidate forum in Key West anyway. Could be because it's at a bar and restaurant on the beach. One of the candidates for mayor of Key West is testing a new slogan.
You tried everything else, why don't you try crazy?
Why don't you try crazy? Sloan Bashinsky is what journalists refer to as a perennial candidate. In just about every election, he's running for some office. He takes advice from what he calls the imaginary beings.
Everybody knows Key West is an open-air insane asylum. Why don't you make it official?
So far, Bashinsky hasn't come close to winning anything. But in this year's race for mayor, anything could happen. Everyone's talking about it. More than a dozen people have declared their candidacy for mayor. One owns a strip club on Duval Street. Another introduced himself to the crowd like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, hopefully not children, I'm prone to a bit of profanity.
For his 90 seconds on the microphone, he held off on the cursing and invited anyone who wanted to hear more to come find him at a local watering hole. The fact that there are at least 12 candidates running for Key West mayor means a lot of work for one person.
Oh yes, it's going to be a very hot year.
Joyce Griffin, Monroe County Supervisor of Elections.
I like that. That means the voter turnout will be higher.
There are a lot of other offices to vote for, too. In the Keys, we don't just elect people to city and county commission, school board, and state representative. There's also the utility board, the people in charge of the power company, the mosquito control board that runs the agency in charge of killing the bugs that can make life miserable. Tommy Ryan's making his first run for office, for county commission.
I'm running because of the aftermath of the hurricane.
Ryan lives on Big Pine Key, which had some of the worst impacts from Hurricane Irma last September, and he wasn't happy with the cleanup.
We languished in our own filth until almost the end of January.
Ryan is still gathering signatures to qualify. At the candidate forum at the bar on the beach, he got one from a veteran politician. Mona Clark has been on the utility board for 14 years, and she's running for another term. She gets questions or opinions anytime she's out in public, like at the grocery store.
Oh yeah, you get people that stop you going down the aisle, you have to stop your cart, and that's normal. That's normal.
People talk to Jimmy Weekly at the store too, all the time. He's a Key West City Commissioner, and his family owns the local grocery, Fausto's Food Palace.
Standing there behind the meat counter where I generally work, people come up pretty regularly and talk to me about city issues and give me their opinion.
Weekly was on the city commission back in 1989 when Captain Tony Terracino got elected mayor. He was one of those perennial candidates, too, till he finally won. He was a barkeep and a ship captain. And if you were a young female reporter who walked into his office, he'd ask you if you wanted to go to Vegas with him. Weekly remembers one time at a conference.
I'm walking down the hallway and I hear all this laughter going on.
Weekly was looking for the mayor because they were supposed to have dinner with some other officials.
I stick my head in there and Captain Tony's up there on stage telling off-color jokes.
Maybe part of why politics as entertainment is a thing in the Keys is elections happen in the off-season. People who live here have time to pay attention. There aren't as many concerts, plays, and other events geared towards snowbirds and tourists. The races could get even bigger. Candidates for local office have until June 22nd to qualify. The primary election is at the end of August. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.